everyone. This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for listening today to Chuck's Favorite Things, Inspiration and Motivation from Music, Movies, Memories, and More. Today is Tuesday, September the 22nd, and I'm sharing with you this week 60s television, and I'm really talking about some 60s sitcoms that were famous and popular in the 60s, and they might have already, you know, moved into the 70s as well, but I remember growing up in the 60s down in South Texas watching three channels that we had down there, you know, bouncing back and forth trying to find something good worth watching at night. Hey, I had a lot of good choices back then. Hey, listen to some of the things I watched. Batman, The Monkees, My Three Sons, Leave It to Beaver. I watched The Andy Griffith Show, The Carol Burnett Show. Oh my, we had some great television back then. Green Acres, The Beverly Hillbillies. What else? Petticoat Junction, Route 66. I mean, there were some great shows back then. Burke's Law, Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, Lost in Space. Man, I could go on and on. Gilligan's Island. Did I talk about Gilligan's Island? I mean, there were some great shows in the 60s. Oh, did I mention The Munsters? The Addams Family? I mean, this is classic TV that I grew up on in the 60s. Fantastic time to be watching TV. It probably didn't help my schoolwork at all, though. I'm going through the 60 television shows that I liked. Tonight's show, I'm featuring My Three Sons. My Three Sons was an American situation comedy. It ran from 1960 to 1965 on the ABC network, and then it moved over to CBS until it finished up in 1972. My Three Sons is about the life of this family, starring the widower and aeronautical engineer Stephen Douglas, who is played by Fred McMurray, and he raises his three sons. Now, it's a lot more to it than that, but that's just a quick synopsis. You know, I only had one sister and no brothers, so I loved watching shows like this where they had brothers. I loved watching My Three Sons. The closest thing to a brother that I had was one of my best friends named Robert, and we hung out together like brothers. We did a lot of things together. We fought like brothers. We sung. We just had a great time. All in all, though, we were, you know, pretty nice to each other. 60s television, My Three Sons. I think it's very interesting that a television show that starts off on one network can move to another network. I just you don't hear that day nowadays very much, but I guess back in the 60s it was a little bit easier to do that kind of thing. But that's what happened to, you know, Beverly Hillbillies. They moved from one station to another, and then My Three Sons. You know, as I said, they first appeared on ABC in black and white, and then they went to color when they moved to CBS. I read that ABC just didn't want to pay the extra money to have it produced in color. You know, that's what happens. That's a business decision they made. And the show moves on to CBS. Back in this time, a lot of movie stars did not want to have anything to do with television. And, of course, I think if I was a television actor, I would love to be able to break into Hollywood and go into movies. And some people were able to do both. What had happened to some of the stars back in the day, particularly these two that I'm going to talk about now, Barbara Stanwyck and Fred McMurray, they were both great movie stars. And I've talked about some of the movies that Barbara Stanwyck has made. And I might have even talked about Fred McMurray a little bit, but I know I will for sure by this Christmas. If I have not talked about Remember the Night, I will bring Remember the Night up as one of my favorite at the movies presentations. But Barbara Stanwyck, just a wonderful actress. She made the transition to television. She even had her own show called The Barbara Stanwyck Show. She was really best known, I think, from people my age. She was in the hit television show The Big Valley. Now, Fred McMurray, you know, he had done lots of movies. And, in fact, they did some together. Let me show you the ones, the lights that I like that Barbara Stanwyck and Fred McMurray both did before they came over to television. There was one they did, which was a 3D Western, if you can imagine that. A 3D Western, 1953. It was called The Moonlighter. I have never seen that. Maybe it'll come out one of these days on Turner Classic Movies and I can watch it. Remember the Night, 1940. Again, that is a fantastic movie. It's based around Christmas time, and I'm not going to tell you the story right now, but it's a great movie to watch if you want to get in the Christmas spirit. Then there was one they made in 1956 together called There's Always Tomorrow. I'm not sure what that's all about. I'd have to check that out as well. And then the famous one they were in 1944, Double Indemnity. I have seen this one, and it is a film noir, and it's a thriller. It really is a good show, and I recommend these four movies by Fred McMurray and Barbara Stanwyck. Now, Fred does a great job as the father on My Three Sons. Again, he plays like, you know, an aeronautical engineer. He's very smart and trying to raise these three sons. Well, he's not raising them on his own because he's got the boy's grandfather is living with them, and I'll talk about that in a moment, and then their uncle lives with them. So he's not raising these boys by himself. And Fred, as he made his transition into television, he continued to make movies, including some of the famous movies for Walt Disney that he made, seven of them, in fact. But the ones I remember particularly were The Shaggy Dog and The Absent-Minded Professor. Great movies. And in fact, some of the writers talked about My Three Sons as being kind of like Shaggy Dog. They had a big Shaggy Dog and they had Fred McMurray. So let's talk about the cast of this show. Fred McMurray played Stephen Douglas. William Frawley, a great character actor, played Bub O'Casey. William Demarest came along as Uncle Charlie, who was Bub's brother when William Frawley got sick. Tim Considine played Mike Douglas. Don Grady played Robert, or we call him Robbie. Stanley Livingston played Chip Douglas. Barry played Ernie. Meredith McCrae played Sally Ann. Tina Cole played Kathleen. Beverly Garland played Barbara Harper Douglas. She married... When Stephen got remarried, he married Beverly Garland. Dawn Lynn played Dodie, the daughter that Stephen adopts in the show. When Robbie got married, they had triplets. One interesting note, William Frawley, who was a great character actor in many Hollywood movies, probably best known for his role as Fred Mertz on the I Love Lucy show with Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. He played the My Three Sons live-in grandfather until his health turned bad. He was replaced, as I said, by another great character actor who was in lots of movies himself, William Demarest, and he played Uncle Charlie. As the seasons progressed, we see Mike get married, and he moves out of the house. Actually, the studio wrote him out of the part. And when they did that, they still needed three sons to carry on the legacy, so the little boy Ernie was adopted into the family. Robbie, later on, gets married and has his own three sons. And Father Stephen, finally, toward the end of this episodes, he remarries. He adopts a daughter. This show, along with other famous shows from the 50s and 60s, like Father Knows Best, Leave It to Beaver, and others, they portrayed the family as having fun, having arguments, loving each other, dealing with work and school, and just going through life together. You know, it showed them in their good times and their bad times. It showed them during holiday seasons, forgetting anniversaries, remembering anniversaries, you know, going through courtship. They showed all aspects of family life. My Three Sons is a great sitcom from the 60s, and it showed us that there were no perfect people and no perfect family. But you know what? At the end of the day, we can still love each other and still get along. I highly recommend you watching some of these old episodes of My Three Sons. I think you'll enjoy it. It's a lot of fun, and especially because you'll get a glimpse into the history of what was happening in the United States during the 60s. Like, for instance, if you were watching I Dream of Jeannie, well, Jeannie is found by an astronaut. And so the space program was really big in the 60s, you know, marching us on to men on the moon, finally. And so this was a very popular theme to have back then. And so My Three Sons as well, an aeronautical engineer. Okay, let's see if he ever worked on a spaceship project. I don't know. Interesting shows like this show that life in the 60s was good. It had turmoil, it had upsets, it had, you know, crazy times, but all in all, it was a good time growing up in the 60s. This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for listening today to Chuck's Favorite Things, inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. This week's podcast is concentrating on 60s television, and the show we reviewed today was called My Three Sons. Chuck's Favorite Things is brought to you by an independent Plexus ambassador. That's me. I want you to go to PlexusChuck.com. Go there right now, PlexusChuck.com, P-L-E-X-U-S, Chuck.com, and look at some of our Plexus products. I highly recommend that everybody take the Plexus Slim. It helps balance your blood sugars. It helps me not have cravings for Dr. Pepper and soft drinks and sweet tea, and I'm having great success on this journey with Plexus, losing 1 to 2 pounds a week, and I can't wait to give you an update next week. I'm going to a retreat this weekend, so I'm not going to give you an update. I'll continue next week and give you an update about how my journey with Plexus is going. Okay, check out my webpage, PlexusChuck.com. Thank you for listening today, folks. Until tomorrow, and tomorrow's podcast we're going to do is called Lost in Space, one of the great shows from the 60s. I will let you go until tomorrow. Chuck Weston signing out. Bye-bye.